And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest all the way from British Columbia, Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. We're going to be talking some great fishing in the Charlottes and all kinds of good stuff here at this beautiful lodge. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com. To see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be such a great show. So stoked to have Valerie hanging out with us. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for making the trip, Valerie.
Yeah.
All right, good morning. Get that mic right in front of you there and get friendly with it. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, great. Stoked to have you.
Yeah, great to have you and all the way from Queen Charlotte, the Haida Gwaii?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, I confess, though, I'm in California right now.
Yeah, I know
now.
You are. Yeah.
But it was
home base.
It was a 6.5-hour drive in traffic.
Oh, my gosh. Coming down from...
Buelton.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Yeah.
My
lovely
home
L.A.
Home.
Traffic.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
we'll
boy.
We'll blame it on L.A.
Well, we're glad. Last time, during the whole COVID thing, we had to have you on the phone, so it's really always nice to have you face-to-face here.
I know.
In the world
headquarters. I know. What a view.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Kind of reminds me of Sandspit a bit.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a little different. We don't have any bald eagles flying.
That's true. We're missing the eagles.
Yeah, no king salmon swimming out in front of us either here. So, been a busy winter here for you, right?
Oh, man, sounds like it.
Very busy. We were talking tackle and bait. That's a big subject right now. For everybody in the fishing world, getting bait is just crazy, crazy expensive. Boats got a little facelift.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some nice...
all repowered.
Yeah, trolling motors, new. Just it was time. They sat for almost 2 years, so... Yeah, had to
time.
Do it. It was time.
Did
yeah.
a major redo on the entire fleet.
Yep.
How many
All
boats do you have?
Six.
You have six boats. Wow. And the lodge holds how many?
We can do 32. I usually try to keep it about 20, running six boats. So.
Six boats, yeah.
Yeah.
So
sometimes we'll do seven.
Four people per boat.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll have like Kenny. You got to meet Kenny.
Yes.
Randy.
Yeah.
They stepped in, helped a bit. So it's always I have that extra boat, and you know my job. I like to sell. It's all about the selling and marketing and the people.
Right.
So like. I could run eight, but we're at six right now.
Yeah,
room for growth.
Yeah. Well, we have Jeevan on the line. Good morning, Jeevan.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, great to have you.
Good morning, Jeevan.
Where are you, Jeevan?
I am right on Vancouver Island right now, but I'm heading up to the Haida Gwaii tomorrow, actually, for a couple weeks. So looking forward to that.
Fantastic. And what do you do for Valerie there?
I'm one of her fishing guides. We've got four guides, I think, Val.
Well,
here.
Six this year.
Wow.
Six this year. Yeah. So, but yeah, we run a lot of cut plugs. It's a different kind of fishing out there than what you guys are probably used to down south. But it's great. Haida Gwaii is a very spiritual place. You guys were up this year and you enjoyed it, didn't you?
It's amazing. The fishing is off the charts. I've never seen king salmon fishing like that before. All big ones and just the quantity of big kings. And the other thing that was really interesting about the way you fish is drifting for halibut and lingcod and such like that. No anchoring.
Yeah, the drifting, you're able to cover a lot more water doing that. Primarily back trolling, putting the stern of the boat into the wind and just cruising over the contours that you want to hit and fishing that one section. You cover a lot of water doing that and really gets the scent trail going, kind of working that circle. And halibut are primarily scent feeders, so... yeah, it pays off.
Cool.
I mean, in most places they go, you go to the anchor, but the fishing is so good there and so unpressured that you can get away with that, right?
Get away with that. Correct. The pressure is just great. There's barely any. There's very little operations up there. With West Coast Resort shutting down, we're pretty much one of the only lodges operating, us and Chad out of Sandspit. So very few boat pressure. When we're coming out west, it's really nice to see compared to, you know, say, Mexico. You know, it's not like Cabo San Lucas where it's a lot of boats and stuff like that.
Yeah. You're just fishing with your buds that are at the lodge and the other people that you meet while you're up there. And
yeah, and the
exactly. Yeah, Bell's got a great clientele, and it's always nice to bring you guys up and a lot of the American clientele and teaching them single action rods is another big thing. I'm a big believer, and I like to try all my guests on single action, even though they're used to, you know, mooching rods, mooching reels, which is super easy. You're pretty much, it's you and the fish. It's just one-to-one drag. It's more sporty. It's really sporty. It's a really cool way to fish.
Explain that a little bit, because it's definitely and again, like you say, Southern California down here, so rare that people would use a single action reel like that. So kind of explain what that is in comparison to a traditional conventional style reel, because what you do up there is definitely unique, and it, like you say, it adds to the fun.
Definitely. So it's a pretty much one-to-one ratio. So it's you and the fish. It's pretty much your conventional fly reel for the ocean, with 30-pound maximum line on it, and it's just an incredible way to fight fish. It's you and the fish. You know, we're talking fish over 30 pounds. You're going to be fighting them for anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
And it's a good workout.
And why do you guys prefer that over like a conventional reel?
It prolongs the fight. It's a lot harder to bring that fish in. You know, you really have to get your pressure and everything set. It's you can't even compare it. Once you've experienced it, it's hard to go back. It's
like
very hard to go back there.
The angler is fighting the fish more than the reel is fighting the fish.
Exactly. You can really palm that reel like a fly reel to slow that fish down, and that's the cool thing. They do call them knuckle busters. I've had a lot of guests on myself. You know, they learn quick, though. Once that, you know, when 30-plus pound, 20-pound, you know, a 20-pound fish peeling out line, once they hit their knuckles a few times, it's usually, they don't make that mistake the second time, usually.
So there's no drag?
No, very little. You can adjust it. It's a cork drag system, so it's Islander reels. I believe you guys have a company in Florida called Able, which I'm a big fan of as well. American made reel, specializing in fly reels, but they make a great, great mooching setup. A little bit pricey, but well worth it. Well quality built reel. I would definitely check out Able Reels or Islander Reels.
Yeah, Able's one of the premier reels in the fly business for sure. So Valerie, so you have six different guides and six boats, and then you can add like you said, a seventh or an eighth with the outside vendors, which sometimes you have to do. So describe the lodge for us. What's the lodge like?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there. I can describe it, but go ahead.
You're welcome to, because you know what? Sometimes from the eyes of someone else that's experienced it, I just tell people when probably in the top five questions, like I just did the Pacific Coast Show.
Pacific Coast Sports Fishing
in Orange County. It was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, Bill did a great job.
Bill's a great guy. Yeah. He did a great job. I'm so happy for him. Anyway, top five questions. When do we leave the dock? Seriously, are your boats covered? What's the lodge like? Is the food good? And am I going to catch fish? That's pretty much what I get asked.
That's the rundown.
And I just kind of look, and I put the woman's touch to everything. How'd you even? He knows. And I just, you know, we want it. We overlook the water, and Sandspit itself is just very easy to get to. We actually have a bigger aircraft now. It's a Q400, and comes right into Sandspit, and you get the 10-minute tour of the town like you did. We pick you up. And
great liquor store there, by the way.
Okay.
We are the liquor store. It was built in 2005, and my whole vision was to have everything on one level. You know, not a whole bunch of stairs and not odd rooms, and every room needs to have a private washroom. We, you know, where I was before, some people had to share, and that just doesn't go over very well. No. It's just nice to have your privacy. And so it's all cedar from the islands on the outside, which lasts forever. Knock on wood, it's been great. And every year we do something inside, and right now we just added a nice little fireplace for some ambiance.
Sweet.
But we have 16 rooms, and like I said, private showers, private washrooms in every room. Nice big common area. We all sit down and have dinner together. Eagles are like our pets. They're in the trees all around. You hear them. The air. There's something about the air up there. It's so clean, and my skin is awesome up there all summer. I love that. And it's just a very intimate, spiritual, kind of mystical on foggy days. And we do get a lot of sunshine in the summer. It's not always rainy like people think. And it's so green. When you fly in, you're like, wow. You see this pristine, different colors of water. You see all the trees. We have all kinds. We have some of the biggest cedars in North America.
Yeah. There's a beautiful trail
You go in that like you're in a tempered rainforest. Yeah. I mean, you literally walk in, you turn around and go, whoa, I'm on another planet.
Yeah, it's really
very
fantastic.
Pretty.
Yeah.
It is. And everything's clean, and I have great staff, chef, all my crew. They're great. We work together. We work hard. And It's when we get a full season, it's a good 125 days of go.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
And I mentioned the liquor store, but you don't really need the liquor store because you include all that
We have our liquor license.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
do.
You have it right at the lodge. And then also wine with dinner.
Wine with dinner.
Is included. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, BC wines, by the way.
Yeah. Great wines, yeah. And the food. The chef
you
is
raved
amazing.
About
yeah,
I mean,
Chef John's great.
He is. Is he coming back this week?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Chef John's great.
Yeah, he is. He's such a creative chef.
And
meals are unreal.
His desserts, I'm like, I'm there all summer. You know, you have to watch your weight.
Yeah.
So I have a little nibble. That's it.
Well, everything he makes is just,
he's
super
good.
Fresh and
I
super.
I have a great team, and you know, like Jeevan and Nathan and Corey and Chris. I'm going to say younger because we're older. We're not old. I'm not old by any means, I don't think.
No.
Thank you, Jeevan. But it's nice to bring up a younger crew. And And well, Captain Ed.
Captain Ed.
He's a salty dog.
He's great.
Good old salty dog.
Yeah. He is a good old salty dog.
Yeah, every year he threatens retirement, right?
Every year.
Yeah. But he's coming back. I fished with Ed last year. We had a great time.
I have known Ed.
Good
so
stuff.
This is going to be year 22 being up there.
Uh-huh.
But because of COVID, we didn't get to go open in 2020. But we went last year when they said we can open.
Yeah,
we
right under the
oh my
God. Barely. We barely made it.
I know. We made it, though. And I'm so glad we did. So this will be year 22 for me.
22?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I just did 22 years of trade shows.
Wow.
I know. Crazy. Yeah.
And you did a lot of trade shows this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're back.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to come to Queen Charlotte Safaris, how do they go about it?
Well, you can text me, 805-698-9590. I have that phone number everywhere. Or call the toll-free number. It comes right to my cell. Or just go to our website, www.qcsafaris, don't forget the S, .com.
QCSafaris with an S.
Yeah, plural.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a fishing safari. We hunt fish.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful website, by the way. Really
Thank
nicely
you.
Done. So if somebody wants to come this year, the good news is...
I have openings.
You have openings, but you don't need a COVID test going in.
Nope.
Yeah.
Last year was
a little more challenging.
It was. We had the PCR. You had the PCR test coming up. As of April 1st, no PCR, no antigen for any U.S. guests coming in.
Any U.S. Hopefully by then, which it should be, they come back
so.
And go the other way, especially for Canada, because Canada is so careful about everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is. You're in another country, but you still feel like you're kind of.
I know.
US. It's really not. It's so funny because you and Vancouver. What a great place that is. I mean, such a beautiful spot. Yeah.
Yes.
And great city, and the food in Vancouver is unbelievable. Yeah, it's really a.
I know some good restaurants. I'm sure Jeevan knows even more than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun in the.
But yeah, no. The.
Go ahead, Jeevan.
Oh yeah, the Haida Gwaii, like you were saying, it's truly the Galapagos of the Northwest. It's so full of life. You know, we've humpback whales, orcas, killer whales, the herring, you know, we're primarily why we're up there, why everything's up there. Everything follows the herring and the cycle of that. So I haven't experienced anything like it. You know, it's just truly unique for that reason.
And it's 20 years ago was not as well known. It's still not. When I do, you're in Alaska, I'm like, no. Let me get you a little vision where we're at. But I have seen, I just think the First Nations, the Haida, have done a great job with not just the environment side, keeping the environment side of it and keeping it like it was and doing that. But just, what's the word I'm looking for? Just showing what a special place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
The preservation of
the preservation.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it's known to be very special. I mean, people come up there I have people come up just to go through they were like, I could just go back and forth through that channel.
Yeah.
You know, just get it channel where you go through because it's like a tour.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So Jeevan, explain that. So one of the things makes the lodge so unique is that it's
so
right
unique.
There at the channel, right?
Correct. Exactly. You know, Sandspit's on the east coast of the Haida Gwaii, and we are commuting to the west coast every morning. So that 45-minute journey, sometimes 35, depending on tides, wind, weather conditions, is so unique and so nice. And it changes every morning. I never get sick of that commute. It's honestly the best commute I think I've ever had and ever will have. Going through the Narrows, it's Graham Island down up north and Moresby down south, and in parts they're only 7 to 8 feet wide. It's very narrow. So the nice thing about Valerie, she's the only outfit operating jet boats, so we're off the dock at whatever time we want to be off the dock at. We don't need much water to get through those Narrows, whereas you go through with an outboard, you're going to be blowing legs left, right, and center, and nobody wants that. You know, that ruins a whole day of fishing, and
you have to watch the tides.
Exactly.
It's like a double river. You got water coming east, and you have water coming west. It's like a river going through that channel.
But we
only need 10 inches. I like to have a foot and a half.
Yeah, that's nice.
That you do.
We've done it in sex.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And and guests come back and go, whoa.
I can't imagine.
I see these rocks and all this stuff, and we're going through this channel, and then you look over, and then they see a big black bear.
Yeah.
Oh, the bear. So cool.
Yeah, the bear.
The largest subspecies of black bear in the world. In
yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Yep.
Wow.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it really is. So, Jivan, you made reference to the Haida Gwaii. Kind of explain that. Haida Gwaii is the
formerly name. The Queen Charlotte Islands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the island of the people. So that's what Haida Gwaii primarily means. And it was always called that, and I think that was around 2007 from Queen Charlotte Islands, which, you know, a lot of people know. And Haida Gwaii is kind of the correct terminology now. And mm-hmm. But what it means is island of the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's
wow.
That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here. Oh, we haven't even scratched the surface of Queen Charlotte Safaris and how to fish there and the different types of fishing there, the different types of catches there. And also, you know, I don't know, Ricky, you weren't here yesterday, but did you hear the big bluefin, big bluefin story and the yellowtail story?
News like that didn't miss.
Yeah.
Out of the studio, but very excited. Yeah, we've got so much cool stuff to cover and so much great stuff with Queen Charlotte's. And like you say, tuna fishing the whole nine. We're just ready to talk fishing with you this morning. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones, or shoot us a text. The text the show option, so popular here with Let's Talk Hookup, and it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app already, boy, it's time to get it. It's a free download, super easy, and not only can you text the show through the app, you can call the show, but also it's a really easy way to listen to all the show archives, find out about upcoming guests. It's just a really fun and easy tool to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup, and available via Android or iPhone, whatever platform you got. It's an easy to find and easy to do. And if you text the show today or give us a call today, you're also eligible to win a great prize. Because at the end of today's show, we're going to be giving a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And, Pete, as you alluded, there was some really good fishing to be had for the full-day guys fishing the Coronado Islands yesterday. I know both the San Diego and the Liberty had great scores, the yellowtail in the 40s and even in the 50s, and great yo-yo jig action and surface action, and the fish are a really nice grade this year, so somebody's going to win a great prize on a great boat that full-day trip on board the Liberty, and you're also going to get your chance to talk to Valerie, find out about Queen Charlotte's. It's just going to be an awesome show, and again, we want to hear from you. 213-432-1090. As always, how we give the prize away, we take all of our callers at the end of the show. We take all of our texters at the end of the show. A winner is selected from each category, and then Valerie's going to flip a coin at the end of the show to determine whether the prize winner is going to come from the text side or the caller side. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with Valerie, with Gene. Just going to be a great show today, man.
And line open, 213-432-1090. You get to go fishing if you're the winner, either the detector or the caller, on the Liberty. Go fishing with Taro and the gang on the boat and go catch some yellowtail, maybe with some bluefin tuna.
Yeah,
starting
right.
Starting to happen, yeah.
That yellowtail fishing those guys have had the last few days,
really,
I mean, you just knew that that was bound to happen. There was too good a sign, and, you know, decent good catches, you know, day after day after day. It was just ready to break loose, and it really has, you know,
yeah.
Seeing big scores like that. And sounds like all ways of catching them, too, yo-yo jigs, but not just that, you know, surface iron fishing and live bait fishing, just great. And, you know, and some cods and some bass and everything else to go with it. It's just like the springtime has really started to roll for the local guys fishing full day there.
Yeah, for sure.
Great
news. Great text question from Kaylee of Chula Vista. It says, Valerie, how cold is it? And describe the clothes I'll need to bring to be comfortable on the water, because I'm always kind of chilly.
So am I.
Me too.
I know.
Being a true Southern California, right?
Yes. Thank you for the text. So, I would say 50 to 60 Fahrenheit, pretty average. We do get sunny days. Layered clothes.
Yep.
Layers.
Yeah.
You don't need to bring a big heavy coat, because we provide all the rain gear. We have the gum boots, all good.
Yeah, boots and rain gear provided for everybody.
Yep,
cool.
Yep.
And good quality gear, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sure makes packing a lot easier, too.
Like
that's the stuff that's the toughest to bring, because it takes up so much room.
Well, we'll add that to a little bit. You know how I said the woman's touch? Well, we have bathrobes and shampoo and conditioner and blow dryers, because you know why? I want everyone to bring carry-ons so you can take all that fish as checked as your luggage coming back.
Nice.
Just
come
right back on the flight with you, right? So layer clothing, like warm socks, because the boots are not insulated, because we sanitize them after every group. And I like to wear kind of like leggings, stuff that you can just layer up.
Mm-hmm.
And fleece or hoodies or
thermals.
Kind of that. Yeah, thermals.
Yeah. Jeevan, you have some input on that? Yeah, I mean, you're out with the people on the boat every day, and make sure you keep them warm, right?
For sure. You know, that's the key to staying out for long hours and getting the best out of your trip. And the nice thing about Valerie's fleet is they're all covered boats. We have heaters in each cabin. So if you get cold, just step off the back deck, hop inside, you know, use the washroom or the head.
Yep. That's very important.
You'll warm up.
Just saying.
Very
important. Very important.
Yes.
But around early season, May and August, it starts to get cold. But mid-season, it's not bad, and it's bearable. When I say cold, you know, like Valerie was saying, 50, 60 degrees, it's more around 60.
Yeah.
No.
Anytime you get up into the upper latitudes, like any weather can happen. But I'd say it seems like day in and day out, jeans and a sweatshirt is going to cover you most of the time. You know, that's where you're, you know, that's what you're wearing most of it. But it's up north. Be prepared. Be prepared for cold and be prepared for shorts.
And what are you, 50 miles from the Alaska border? Something like
90.
That? 90.
From Massett,
yeah.
A little, Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
90 miles. So you're almost there. That's how far north you are.
Yes, but it's just...
You can see Alaska from Masset.
Yes, you can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
On a clear day.
Mm-hmm. On a clear day. Wow.
Or if you do the hike in Sleeping Beauty, I don't know if you've done that, Jeevan. I did that on my 50th birthday.
That's cool.
Took us about three... With a guide. When we got to the top, I went with some guests. And they came in early for my birthday. And anyway, we hiked up. We got to the top. We had a clear day. We could see some bears down below.
Nice.
And we could see Alaska from the top of this Sleeping Beauty Mountain. And talk about surreal. Probably in my top 10 spiritual, emotional day of my life.
Awesome.
It was amazing.
Cool.
You get up to the top. I mean, we were just like, whoa. So, got to do it again.
So you talk about how close you are to Alaska, just for a good idea where you're at in the map. But the advantage of being where you are and not in Alaska is opportunity for the fishing, the fish that you're catching, the opportunity of bringing fish home. You know, there are some very distinct advantages of being with Queen Charlotte's than being 90 miles to the north.
Yes. Jeevan, I'll take it, and I'm going to let Jeevan put a little take on that. First of all, he was right about pressure. We don't have heavy pressure from commercial fishing. We don't have heavy pressure from sport fishing. I mean, we don't have 300 boats on the water. And then we also have the continental shelf. You got that Pacific current and bringing in, so that current's bringing all that herring in. And transitory, like all the Chinook, which is a king salmon.
Mm-hmm.
We call them springs in Canada because they start early spring. So spring, Chinook, king, same species. They're not coming in through the islands to spawn. They're coming in to feed. And so these are feeding fish, so the fight's going to be better, obviously.
They're fat.
They're big.
Migratory.
They're migrating mm-hmm. right through our islands.
That's cool.
So we have over 100 islands. So three big ones, kind of sounds like Hawaii, big island, small island. Yeah. It is true. We have Graham Island, Moresby Island, two big islands, and all these little small islands don't even have people on them, just wildlife.
Yeah.
So very unique.
And might add, too, that the Canadian limits are much more liberal than the U.S. limits, too.
Ooh, you said a politics word, liberal. Kidding. I had to say that. Generous.
Generous. That would be a better term. More generous. Yeah.
I just had to throw that in.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, with your salmon, for sure.
Yeah.
And barbless hooks on the salmon, which I think is...
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Works great.
Especially on that
single
action reel, right? And go ahead.
Exactly. That single action reel. You mm-hmm. make all my guests go through the trial and error with that. But, another thing with halibut, which is a really nice thing, and I like to tell my guests before, a couple of years ago, they had it, so you could only get one fish per day, so you'd have to do your halibut within 2 days. Now you can get both your under, which is under 88, and your over. In 1 day. So you can get all your halibut fishing done in an afternoon and get back to trophy salmon fishing, mm-hmm. bottom fishing, coho, which is nice. You know, that is a really nice way to do it rather than, you know, spreading it out. Because with weather, sometimes we aren't able to get offshore to where we want to get. So when you have that small window of opportunity to get your bottom fishing done, and it's nice to be able to limit out.
And the ling cod.
Oh, yeah.
Ling cod. Six per day on those guys. You know,
six per
total
day?
Possession. Six total, yes.
Six per total. Angler. Six total. Three a day, six total.
Three a day, six
three,
total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the lingcod fishing's off the charts. Incredible. I mean, I'll just say that. It's like unbelievable. Yeah.
Is that mostly a bait fish? Are you jigging those with the big, you know, heavy diamond jig?
Jigging those on
redhead and swim bait? Like, how do you catch the lings?
Exactly. A nice stiff. I like to use a fairly stiff rod, Chinook, halibut, or anything like that will do. Suffice, pretty much anything. They're aggressive feeders. They're big bucket heads, as we call them. They literally will hit anything, and they hit hard. They are a harder hit than it's good. And you know, you average from 14 to 24 pounds. They're nice size and
average,
the mass
average.
You know, they get up to 50, 60 pounds. I think the law director's vow is up there. It's closer to 60, so it's world record. And vermilion, you know, red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have them in California. The size up there, everything is just a lot larger. It's very cool to see.
Yeah,
wow.
It is. It's Jurassic Park for sure. Well, hey, let's head from the north down to the south and head down to Rancho Leonero and talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hello, Rick. Yes. Well, it's a yellowtail week, yellowtail time by us. As you know, we've got maybe 2 months a year that we really really run into the yellowtail, and they're going on right now. Water temp's about 70, 71 degrees, and we're catching three or four at least a boat, as many as five per boat, and a lot of them are running up into the 40-pound range, some real big yellowtail. We're getting good bait. We're getting live mackerel, a lot of live mackerel, and it's something new for us. They're actually live ballyhoo they're using mixed with dead ballyhoo. Fishing the bottom, fishing the high spots right off the front of the hotel, and then off a lot, or actually Los Perillas, and then the drop-off, the first drop-off there right in front of La Rivera producing, and particularly the first drop-off off of La Rivera is bringing up a lot of fish. They're mixed with, there's some nice amberjack mixed in there with them. We're seeing some pargo, a few grouper, a lot of bottom fishing right now, but yellowtail fishing, and because the water temperature is a little lower than it normally is this time of year, I expect it to continue for the next 5-6 weeks at least. Extraordinary yellowtail fishing. We're catching some smaller Dorado, mostly releasers. You know, the largest one I saw this week is about 15 pounds, but they're around, and that's a good sign. You know, it's early in the year for the Dorado, so it's not them around. Striped marlin off the La Rivera bank, a lot of them really congested off of Los Frailes. Very, very little fishing pressure on the guys. Everybody's after the game fish, the yellowtail in particular. So, you know, the first of the week was we couldn't get out fishing actually until Thursday. But the last few days have been extraordinary. The last 3 days have been real, real good and real close, you know. Most of the boats are filling up and getting back in by 12, 1 o'clock, something like that. So good fishing, you guys. It's nice to have to get going for the season, that's for sure.
That's great news, man. Well, we're excited.
Big yellows. Yeah. You sent me those pictures of nice size yellows, nice grade.
Big ones, you know. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I haven't seen one under 15 pounds, you know. They're all 15 to 40, 45, 47 pounds. Some real nice fish, you know.
Yeah, really nice ones. Well, if somebody wants to come down there and hang out with us down at a beautiful place, Rancho Leonero, I think there's still a couple rooms left for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June, too. So you want to come down there. Easy flight, easy to get to. How do we do that, John?
Thanks, Pete. Don't forget that $8,000 Dave was nice enough to contribute.
Yeah, $1,000 from Dave at Statewide Stripes up for grabs for the Rancho Leonero tournament, which is going to be fantastic. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, it's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We're uploading pictures every day, so go to the website and check them out.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Nice talking to you guys.
See you, John.
To you soon.
Bye.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Valerie, talk to Jeevan. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Vinny. Called us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Valerie. This question's for Valerie. Do you have a lot of couples that come up there? And if there was one thing, I've heard you describe your lodge and everything. What's the number one thing that sets your lodge apart from all the other lodges? I know you're only in Canada, but there's other lodges in like Alaska and stuff like that. What sets it apart?
Great questions.
That's a good question. That's like you need the elevator speech. Right, the elevator pitch. First of all, location. It is location. But I feel as an owner and being in the business for many years, we were just having this conversation about striving to be better. And the personal touch that you will get at each guest, the warm, hands-on, I'm very hands-on. My crew, we just all work together as a team and we strive. It's all about making memories, and it's not, you're not a number. We care, and we're a smaller, more intimate lodge, easy to get to. Just everything from the time you get off that airplane and you get to the lodge, and we all come together for orientation, and it's lighthearted.
Personal service.
Yeah, just the customer service is exceptional, and the fishing speaks for itself, the beauty of the islands. We are probably, this last couple seasons, I bet we're pushing now about 40% couples.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of couples. The boats are set up very nicely for ladies and gentlemen, but for ladies, heated, covered. I mean, all the guides are just very respectful. We get guests that have never fished before. I'm looking at all these boats out here out the window, like people that have a boat and they fish all the time. So we get all different extremes of knowledge and people who have never and people who have. And I love it that we're a smaller lodge and it's not a push. It's about the experience,
mm-hmm.
You know, making memories, because you know what? In society and in our world with a pandemic, it is about making memories, because you just never know. So I think the memory making,
Jeevan, the other thing too for couples I might add too is, if you're not a salty person, is the waters you fish are calm, right?
Waters.
And you're
waters.
And close, right?
Yes, protected waters.
The wall is nice and protected. Yeah, Val, you really hit it on the head with that one. Well done answering that question. That was nice for that personalized service. But yeah, the weather is nice. You know, we always have a spot to talk into, whether it's blowing northwest, you know, from the south. Wherever it's blowing, we have a nice area to fish. Like, lots of options, which is nice.
And you're literally fishing the open ocean, but yet you can tuck away into a place where it's flat calm.
That's cool.
So the Chinook are mostly chasing the herring, and the herring are, you know, they get pushed up against the rocks. And so we're fishing primarily while they inshore, you know, tied up against the rocks. So, you know, you have that protection. The wall is really nice. So you guys are probably familiar with how, being up there last year, that main stretch from Moose's Tooth all the way down, and that bay that kind of comes in there, so you can tuck in there and really get out of the wind and enjoy your day.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think also adding to what sets us apart, I just think the smallness and the location, everything I said, but the wildlife.
That's cool.
And just everything you see, the
scenery.
Beauty, the scenery, the air. I mean, you just have to experience it. I mean, kind of get, when I, it's a
very different than any other lodge I've ever been to, a saltwater lodge.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah, and people tell me that all the time, but I like the smallness. I don't want to be big.
Because
I get to know everybody. I know my schedule and everybody from front to back, from when we start, from when we finish. And, you're a family of friends, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's all about.
Yeah.
When you start talking about 50, 60 people, it's difficult to add the personal touch to it. But when you've got those small, intimate groups like you do, you can, you're hands-on on everything.
Yep.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of those great phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment. Fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marine attendants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, boy, talking about this great fish. And it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by our great friends at Summit. With gas prices going crazy right now, you certainly need the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially for your trailer boat. That's why you really do need to visit Summit Gasoline. They're at the San Diego Sports Arena, and it's big time savings. You can also get discount live bait certificates, and as always, that 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, and a very easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer there at the San Diego Sports Arena. With as crazy as things are right now, that is an absolute no-brainer.
I mean, like last week, we said they were 50-plus cents a gallon cheaper than Costco.
Right. Yeah. Like the place that most people would hold is like the cheap place to get fuel, almost half a dollar lesser than that. They are the spot.
And the cheaper place.
Yeah, it's the bomb.
Summit Gasoline, and they're great people, and they support fishing, and we should support them.
100 pounds
sure.
of free ice,
yeah,
too,
man. How about
come
that,
with it.
Right?
Hey, let's go ahead up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Doing great, buddy.
Good, man. Well, hey, our water temps, finally we saw some good water above 60 up here this week, like
nice.
60 to 61. Yeah.
Magic number.
Welcome sign for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it totally is. Yeah, no doubt. And you're right about it. In the half-day zone, you know, we showed a little improvement on the bass front. Yesterday afternoon, you know, with a little bit of sunshine, that bass kind of perked up on the surface. So it was good to see some of our diehard bass guys were fired up on some of that, some fly line bass action. And with that, you know, the half-day trips have been fishing the shallows more or less for sheephead, sculpin, and things like that. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed that, you know, we keep seeing this water improve. I know we got some weather this week that might put a little hiccup in that, but we'll see how that goes. So it's a good sign on that half-day deal as the conditions continue to improve. Three-quarter-day fishing, we're still out in those deeper cod sectors with some mixed results. We had some absolutely ripping downhill current this week, like guys fishing 16 to 28 ounces of weight, still weren't being able to get down straight to the bottom. So that made things a little bit tricky out in that deep water. But, you know, on some drifts and some things that we were able to kind of work in, we did see some mixed rockfish out there. We did spend some time kind of out of necessity in the afternoons in there on the beach, targeting some sheephead bass, some nice triggerfish, and some sculpin there on some of those inside spots. So keeping tabs on that as well. And then over at Clemente, the Fury continued to keep their fish hold full. They've had some excellent rock fishing with 10 fish limits, pretty much being the standard deal out there for his guys. Nice hits of whitefish as well as some real good bonito fishing. And the kelp bass are starting to bite over there as well. Marcus said it's just things are starting to perk up. The water's looking right. They did have some good sign of yellowtail over there as well, but that fish was just kind of up perusing on the surface. It wasn't really in, like, bite mode. So they'd see it boil around in their chum kind of way out behind the boat when they were bass fishing. But, you know, any day, Marcus is, you know, he's chomping at the bit to get that yellowtail back in his count. So He's but man, the cod fishing. So I don't know if you guys have seen some of the pictures on our social media, but it's just phenomenal rockfish going on over there right now, and some good great bonito to go along with it. So it's been good fishing over there, and you know he's the only boat in the OC running to the island right now. So you know he's got a good deal on that. If you guys want to hop on a trip? Certainly. He's been selling out, so it's definitely want to make some reservations there. So with the exception of some weather tomorrow and maybe a little rain that I saw in the forecast there, like on Thursday, I think we're in for a decent week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, if you want to get to the island, definitely need to make those reservations. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com or link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup page, and you can book online from there.
Awesome, man. Great fishing to be had. Like you say, little difficult, little very minor hiccup at the beginning of the week, but nice weather post that, so anxious to get back on them. Sounds like some good fishing, Willie, and man, we'll just look forward to talking to you next week.
Right on, man. Yeah, Marcus has been on that stuff over there at the island. It's been good.
So. I'm with you, too. You guys do such a great job with all the social media, but, like, the reds at that island, I mean, like you say, it looks like we're up north. You know, it looks like we're at the Queen Charles. I mean, there's been some really, really good cod fishing there. It's been fun to watch you guys teeing off on them.
Right on, right on. All right, guys, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good week, guys.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that very much. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to join us, had a great text that says, this one is, Valerie, can you please tell us how we fly to the lodge from San Diego? Do we require an overnight stay in Vancouver? What are the flights like going up and back? That's from Norman in San Diego.
Hi, Norman. Good question. Great question. So you can actually go direct from San Diego right into Vancouver. And then Vancouver
It's Air Canada flies.
It's Air Canada, yeah. Mm-hmm, direct. There's other airlines too, but I believe right now Air Canada is the only direct flight.
Yes. Alaska through Seattle. But
yeah, Alaska through Seattle. I think United goes through San Francisco. Yeah. So, yeah. So direct flight, Air Canada. And then also Vancouver to Sandspit is an Air Canada. It is the one and only airline that goes into the islands.
Yeah.
Hour and a half flight, gate to gate. And it's, like I said earlier, it's a Q400, 78-passenger plane. You don't have to overnight going up, but I strongly recommend it this year because we only have one flight, and heaven forbid, if anything, you know, we hear the word shortage. Well, yes, with crew and staff, or if you had any delay, you could misconnect into Sandspit, and then you wouldn't get up until the next day, and then, of course, you'd miss a whole day of fishing, unfortunately, because we just have one flight. We don't get our two flights back, hopefully, in 2023, just being straightforward with that, but we take care of all your flights for you. We take all the headache out. I work with a travel agent up north in BC. We get, it's called a lodge fare rate.
Nice.
With Air Canada. And and we also get several discounted rates for hotels close to the airport. So I just tell people, don't be in a hurry. Go up the night before. Go have a lovely dinner. Amazing seafood restaurants in Vancouver. Vancouver has lots of great Chinese.
Amazing Asian restaurants.
Oh, my God.
The Asian restaurants in Vancouver are off the charts.
I would have never thought that, really.
The best I've ever had.
Yeah. So good.
Right,
cool.
Right, Jeevan?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's great. You're right off Richmond there, too, as well, in the airport.
Yes.
Great.
Cool. So have a nice dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy your time. And then the next morning, have breakfast. Then hop on, you know, 11 o'clock, get over to the gate and fly up to us. And it's simple coming back. You can get all the way home. Coming back, and you can go direct. And you, actually, direct flights out of San Diego for everyone in SoCal. We've got San Diego direct. We
Orange
have
County.
LAX, SNA. Yep. Mm-hmm. Ontario, nothing direct.
Yeah, a lot more flights options out of LAX, too.
Yes.
So for those of our listeners who are in Orange County or L.A., there's a lot more options in San Diego.
Definitely. And the Air Canada seems to have the best going out of L.A. and also going out of San Diego. But SNA, Air Canada and Delta has some direct flights.
Oh, they do?
Delta Airlines.
Okay.
So, yeah. So just don't be in a hurry.
I like your idea. I was going to say, it's just going the night before just eliminates all the stress.
Yeah.
You're not staring at your
Enjoy
watch.
Vancouver.
Yeah, you're not worrying about what time, how many planes are in front of you taxiing off. Don't worry about it. Hang out. Go make that part of the trip. Go, like you say. You described it perfect. Go have a nice dinner and relax. And, you know, it's just mellow. You're on vacation. Enjoy it.
Yeah, you're on holiday.
I love
it.
Yeah.
All right.
No
all right.
running to airplanes. I don't want you running from terminal to terminal.
Exactly.
No.
All right. Well, we're going to continue with our catch report. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Gundy?
Doing great, buddy.
Boy, looking like spring on the beaches and in the bays. So for the surf angler, it's that time.
I like to hear that.
You know, the chatter's been to white sea bass and more catches this week. We're kind of in between the last full moon, and we have a new moon coming up Friday. There's also a grunion run, I think, Friday, or the new moon's Thursday, something like that. So you're seeing some really good tides, and I imagine we'll just see more sea bass catches because, you know, we had warming weather, but not the perfect tides, but we still have had some good catches. The perch action is also improving. The halibut catches were better, both in the bays and the beaches, and believe it or not, we had a few more corbina catches. Hook, line, sinker reported more white sea bass catches. The fish have been showing on the western beaches up there above the harbor, like Refugio, El Capitan, Gaviota, several fish in the 30-inch class to go with shorts from 25 to 27 inches. The fish are, like we've said, on spots of anchovy, and they're taking swim baits, soft jerk baits, hard jerk baits, all working. Good part. Bar perch action up there. Goleta's been a good area. No ripe fish yet, but more quality showing. As we go into April here, we've got to see some spawners starting to show. Wiley's reported improved halibut action. A shop regular checked in a 25 and a 27-inch fish to go with a 30-inch white sea bass. So these white sea bass are sprinkled all along the beaches now. The fish fell for a grunion pattern swim bait. Big fish reported good barred perch action, surf side, bolsa chica, easy limit on smaller fish, 4 to 5 inches, with a few kickers up to a pound. Corbina was also reported along Bolsa Chica this week. Lugworms have been the top bait up there. Ketchum tackle reported improved halibut fishing at river jetties and all along the peninsula. A few double-digit fish were taken at the harbor mouth on cut anchovy for the guys soaking bait. There was also a legal white sea bass taken down the beach. They were talking about towards or in between the piers there, so that's always a good place to look. Hogan's reported good perch action off Strands, Salt Creek, best zone there. They had a white sea bass taken at hole in the fence. And then finally, more good halibut action according to Pacific Coast, both in the bays, in the harbors, on the open beaches. Live bait was kind of coming into play this week. A lot of guys soaking live smelt in the bays. The cut bait also working well in the bays. On the open beaches, flash minnows have been the best bait. Swim baits, when the swell is down. They had two corbina checked into the shop, and they talked about a good spot fin bite starting to develop off Oceanside. So I don't know, man. It's sure looking like spring, Pete.
Yeah,
and
we're ready
it.
For it. Yeah,
getting all the species in the fray here.
Yeah.
Today maybe not as much, but boy, the last few days. I mean, the last few days it almost felt like we skipped over spring and went straight to summertime.
Yeah,
there's some really good weather upon us, and again, more coming soon. And it's great to see that fishing rolling right back in line, Gundy.
Yeah,
we'll get a little weather, but like I said, real good conditions the end of the week. So sharpen your hooks, okay?
Yeah, go get them.
I like your style. Well, Gundy, a great report as always. We will look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys, great show as always.
Thanks.
Thoroughly enjoying it.
Thanks, Gundy. That's going to wrap up our catch for today. Hey, the spring, it is here, just like Gundy says, and it's time to hit the beach. For all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. Also, the CCA California and Bill Varney are teaming up again for their summer of several on-the-water beach surf fishing clinics. Those are really, really fun. Lots of instruction on the water. You'll find all the details at fishthesurf.com when we come back. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour with Valerie. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.